Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. First of all, just a couple of announcements. The next Introduction to Plant-Based Nutrition will be August 6th at 9 p.m. This is the 90-minute Get Started Fast on the Plant-Based Diet, Why to Do It, How to Do It, etc. And it is time to register for fall semester, which starts in just a few weeks. I can't believe we're even talking about fall semester. The summer is flying by so fast, but if you're planning to take classes from us, now is the time. Although we do love the last-minute rush at the Wellness Forum, if we could have avoid some of that this time. It would be so nice for the people who work there. So anyway, I've been asked by many people who get this broadcast to point out some of the high points from Dr. Campbell's new book called Whole, Rethinking the Science of Nutrition. And of course, I hope you all read the book. I've said many times the China study showed millions of people how to eat and why, and this book shows why everybody doesn't know about it and some of the obstacles to having the diet be widely accepted. And there are so many important points that I think people in the healthcare profession need to be aware of. And so I am going to spend a little bit of time on this, probably this week and next week, to illuminate the high points. So of course the problem is the government, the healthcare profession, and the system, hundreds of drug and device makers, and there's just, it's a huge industry. This healthcare industry is trillions of dollars, and it's going to increase annually until we are not only sicker and more overweight and obese than we've ever been before, but bankrupt if we don't change our ways. And so, gosh, I wish we could just have required reading for Americans. We'd start with Catastrophic Care, David Goldhill's book that I covered earlier this year, and end up with Whole. And I think people would understand the problem and we could better solve it. But the first part of the book outlines the research supporting a whole foods plant-based diet for preventing, stopping, and reversing disease. There's a lot of new information in this section, so if you've read the China study, you won't be bored. But also, people who haven't read the China study can read this book without having had read it and still understand what's going on. Campbell was critical in his first book, but I have to say he's really taken the gloves off, and he's not afraid to criticize and expose the people who misrepresent our health status and the reasons why we're in the situation we're in. He starts with the Centers for Disease Control. The third leading cause of death in the United States is side effects from prescription drugs. 106,000 people per year die as a result of taking them, more than die in traffic accidents. Yet the Centers for Disease Control doesn't report this. And he actually has a chart or a picture of the website on leading causes of death taken right from the CDC's website. Why does the CDC not report this? Well, because according to Campbell, admitting that, and this is a direct quote, admitting that would be bad for business, and if the United States government cares about one thing here, it's the economic interests of the medical establishment, end of quote. He's the master of using analogies to make his points, and he poses the question, what if a whole foods plant-based diet were a pill? That pill would prevent most diseases, help people quickly reach ideal weight, cure erectile dysfunction, reduce global warming, shut down factory farms, and reduce malnutrition worldwide. The inventor of the pill would be a billionaire. Well, the problem is this diet's not a pill, and marketing it is difficult when the drug companies and medical establishment have billions of dollars to spend promoting their view of healthcare, although I put that in quotes, we may not really call it healthcare. So I'll stop there. There's much more to talk about, and we'll continue this discussion during the next few days, and this very fascinating book. Again, I hope you'll read it, but I'll try to give you the highlights from it so that it's usable, and I'll post this in the Health Briefs Online Library at the conclusion of the series. That's all for now, and have a great day.